Hello. Can we all grab a seat so we can start up again, please? All righty. I have been asked to announce that there is five more medieval tickets for tonight without transportation. So Uber will take you straight down Dufferin Avenue right to the Medieval Festival. Those that are going down by bus, convene in the atrium at 6 o'clock. And tomorrow at noon will be an intergroup meeting, and we will find a room for that. Okay? All right, back to you, Charlie.
Thank you. Okay, glad everybody, including me, had a chance to refresh there. Really just two more things. I'm going to briefly go through the goals, our major goals for 2018. And actually, I want to say, again, how does the process work? Ideas get folded in very quickly. A couple of things that have happened since I arrived this week. Two people, including Linda today, advised us that prices for books in Canada are very, very high because of the import duties. So we already have found ways in terms of distributing books in Europe to cut costs by printing locally. We will begin looking at seeing what we can do to return an affordability to the Canadian books. So there's different ways we can go about that, but that's now on our list for this coming year. So thank you for raising that, Linda. Secondly, another topic that came up this morning, we talked a lot about the seventh tradition. Clearly, one of the issues in ACA is that we don't have the same kind of constant drumbeat of service that some of the other 12 steps have. And I would say it's fair to say a lot of people come in so totally for their own personal recovery, they don't even get why they would do that. And so we will be looking at a flyer that really tries to give much greater education as to why what it means to be self-supporting and how that plays out in practice, as well as perhaps giving people a way of accessing what we do with the money. So those are ideas that literally have come up in the last few days. Other things that are on our list for 2018, by the way, our report, which I should have said earlier, starts on page 61. We want to complete our little big red book, Getting Started Text. This is, as I described earlier, sort of a scale down, what do you really need to know in your first year of recovery? We are working on the Loving Parent Workbook. We don't think that's going to be done this year. recently did, as I'll be showing as the last part of my report, a trifold geared to primarily people in AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. We want to work on a similar trifold directed at the therapeutic community because they can be potentially our best allies in informing people about that. There are actually some people in the room who have been talking about that. Absolutely upgrading our supporter translation efforts. Everything that MyBrit described earlier is very real. It's a hard enough job, but we believe we can give much more guidance and much more support on that. Tamara mentioned a number of new projects, one of which is it's already underway. Fellowship submitted some updates and some expansions on certain portions of the Yellow Workbook. We will be working on that this year to put that together. Similar to the issue of the seventh tradition, we were asked last year, 2017, ABC, to write more clear, coherent guidance on sponsorship, fellow travelership, mentorship. Huge issue in ACA. I don't see this purely as something that can be done just by a team of writers. I believe this needs some fellowship outreach. And so I'll be working with MPS this year to see if we can do some telephone town halls, perhaps co-sponsoring them with some intergroups. But I really I think there's a sense that the Red Book is not clear enough. That was the vote of last year's ABC. So we're going to be working on that project. Something that came in very recently, and again with help from a couple of delegates in this room, is all types of issues relating to meeting safety and especially predatory behavior, and most particularly including 13-stepping. There's actually a couple of passages in the Big Red Book. I will state my own personal opinion, given the seriousness of this and how poisonous it is in meetings. I just think our literature has to do much better. It has to be written from the point of view who are being accosted, help groups to be empowered to put an end to this. We are working on, right now it's written from a different direction. We're working, in fact, today we'll be voting, or we'll be introducing Ready, Set, Go for consideration. I think tomorrow we'll actually schedule the vote for conference approval. And then some other sort of internal business things. Finally, I just want to say, Yeah, we'll be introducing that also. We're introducing two pieces of literature for conference approval. That'll be the last part of my report. And then last, I just want to say transparency is a really big deal. We have a quarterly phone call the first Saturday of every quarter. That's January, April, July, and October. I've really enjoyed the direction this has taken because, again, we try to make it an interactive process. So a chunk of every quarterly call, they typically go about an hour, is to actually ask the fellowship what they think. And we had a great conversation a few months ago on should we be approaching how we write about the steps differently. So I really encourage people to come to the literature page, learn about the call, and it's a very easy way to volunteer just from the privacy of your own home phone, sitting on the phone, and it's just great to hear voices of fellowship just as we've already had done here this morning. And so with that, I want to close by introducing two pieces of literature. We're going to just introduce them today, show you where you can find them, and then we'll bring them back tomorrow for a vote after we do the ABC ballot discussion. And I'll formally place them in a motion recommending their adoption then. Jim, can you pull up the trifold, the Finding Emotional Sobriety trifold? Is there a microphone over there?
Okay, yeah, so at acawso.org, I'll take it there from the top. This is our World Service Organization website. This is where we have everything about our service structure, business meetings, and on right on here we have at the very top a link to get the ABC materials for the conference. And on this page, we have the agenda, the proposals, the delegate binder, and a survey, which we'll talk about later, as well as these two pieces of literature, which Charlie is talking about now. And here is the trifold. And back to you, Charlie.
Okay, very good. Thank you. There's a second side of this. This is an attempt. You know, again, we always want to carry the message where it is of value. And I will break my own anonymity. I'm a longtime member of AA, and I suspect I'm not entirely alone in this room. But the just in listening over time, I've come to realize perhaps 80% of the people in AA talk about growing up in an alcoholic or otherwise equivalent family sooner rather than later. And yet there's not a lot of clarity that they might need help on that, that it might affect their sobriety. And so a number of us, David McBee, Tamara helped on the led the evaluation team effort. We wrote this up originally in its first form. And Jim, can you flip to the second page? Yeah. What we did was this really got started last July, where Bill D. and David were presenting, and we had a table at an AA state convention in Florida. And again, same idea. We felt like some literature might help them, you know, make their case. And so what we've done is, and this has gone through several gestations, written a message that we believe will resonate with members of AA. If this works, as we've gotten very good feedback on it so far, then we see a possibility of then expanding a similar approach to other, you know, OA-type fellowships, DA fellowships. But, and I'm going to, Jim, I'm going to have you go back to the first page again just to tell you a little bit about how we went about doing this. The term emotional sobriety, we use a lot in our Big Red book, but it actually was first coined by Bill W., one of the two founders of Alcoholics Anonymous, in a 58 Grapevine article. And so we actually used a cure from a quote from Bill W. On the front, we have some quotes from people who are AA and ACA members, and then the ACA promises to distinguish it from the AA promises, which is a very famous piece of literature. But we felt by starting with the Bill W. quote, this would immediately get people's attention that we were not coming from planet Mars. We were actually coming from a very relevant perspective. So going back down to the second page. The traits of adult children was a little bit of a challenge in our writing process because we have 14 of those traits, and they get longer and longer and longer as you go down the list. So we did a condensed version of them and also simplified the language a little bit. And then this handsome three-part essay on the right, which started with one author and wound up with 18, is... again, really trying to talk about, particularly from the premise, and it's something we hear about often in AA meetings, you've done everything right, you're going to your meetings, you're calling your sponsor, and somehow you've hit a ceiling. And oftentimes we believe it's because they really have not reached down into their family of origin issues. And so really the message is, really critically, this middle headline, your past still matters. AA tends to think very much in terms of one day at a time, you know, I'm okay today, I didn't drink today. We really are encouraging people to look at how their past may, in fact, still be affecting their sobriety today and actually endangering their sobriety today. And then we have another Bill W. quote. This is something new in ACA literature. It's actually targeting to a specific group, one that we feel is rich with need. I clearly trust you folks because I'm saying things that I probably should not be saying that are being recorded. But anyway, Bill and David can attest this was extremely read with extreme interest. Not just the flyer, but the whole presentation. People were buying up big red books. They had a trick question. They had a sign up there saying, "What is your emotional sobriety date?" Got a lot of attention. And I. As part of our last round of evaluation, after our internal evaluation team looked at this, I brought in 10 members of AA, most of whom had adult child backgrounds, most of them only very limited contact to ACA, and they had some great quotes and great counsel and comments. And so this has actually been vetted from many, many directions, including people who really would be reading it from an AA perspective. So strategically, what's the big deal here? I think we can be of huge help to people in AA, people who may not die of drinking, but suffer nonetheless. And we believe we have done this in a way that will lower the barriers to their understanding. And we see this, Miles, I believe you might have handed out some of the original version of this in Canada, or maybe not.
Yes, we passed out well over 500 at the Ontario Regional Council.
Wow. Yeah. And again, you really get the interest. And one of the questions I asked in the AA focus group I did is, do you believe we're talking about a serious issue across the board? Absolutely. You know, so I think so. We'll be putting this forward tomorrow. You can see it tonight on the website as Jim showed, and then we'll put it in motion for conference approval. And I'll explain at that time what conference approval means. It's not 100% done. It sort of sends us in our final round of fellowship comment. Now, the other one I'm actually really excited about, which I'll also be putting in as a motion tomorrow, and that is Ready, Set, Go. This project is in many ways very unique, and I'm hoping some of the authors are on the phone hearing us talk about it. It was created in the Illinois area. I think the original we're talking about in 2012. There's a page. If you look at your book, there's more on this project on page 117. And it was really created based on something which is used in AA communities. They have
Hello?
That, Dolores, there's no sound.
Yes.
We can't what? Get it cut out.
That's what I know. Yeah. Did you call, try to get back in?
Yeah. This is sweet. This is sweet. I'm going to hang up again and dial in again.
Well, I'll wait about 2 minutes and I'll dial in too.
Tell me. Talk about being rude.
Hello?
I think
it was
Dolores.
It was
a technical thing. I don't think it was.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, come on.
They've tuned in, so did they cut it off on their end?
Yeah, I can't get back in. They're saying we're in the conference and there's no sound.
Hello?
Doesn't matter.
So we know they have the ability to cut it off because they cut it off for the 15-minute break.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this was on purpose.
No, well, whatever, you know. That was the last bit of information they were going to have, right? I'm going to give it about 3 or 4. Hello?
Tell me. As soon as you ready, set, go, the sound turns off. What happened? Question mark, question mark, question. It's open for AA. They got theirs in. Okay. Yeah, they do. Thank you.
Yep.